Good morning. It's a Monday morning with our Alan Shar Talk. Well, Alan, quite a weekend politically. President Donald Trump upended 2 days of global economic diplomacy late Saturday, refusing to sign a joint statement with America's allies, threatening to escalate his trade war on the country's neighbors and deriding Canada's prime minister as very dishonest and weak. This at the G7. The president also suggested that Russia should be allowed back in.
David, this is one of the worst times I have seen in this country. First of all, we have a president who has basically eschewed our relationships with all of the European leaders. And there's a picture in the paper today of them lecturing him with his arms folded across his chest. And then comes all of this stuff about Putin. Now, remember that the whole Mueller investigation has to do with Russia and the fact that we now know that all kinds of hanky-panky was going on with people who have either pleaded guilty or who have perjured themselves. We have an attorney general of the United States who has removed himself because he was talking to the Russians. And we have Trump becoming president and saying Putin was a good man. Now we have the president saying Putin should be put back into the international community basically with no penalty over his seizure of Crimea and what he did in Ukraine. So now all of this has a very interesting look. One could write a novel about this. All I'm saying is it does appear that Trump's insistence that the Russians should be readmitted to the G7 and to the world order and the resistance by our former, and I have to say former, allies over all of the kinds of things that Trump can dredge up. So on the Russian front, it does look awfully strange that after this whole investigation that Trump would be basically kowtowing to Putin.
Hanging over all of this is a huge meeting, at least we still believe there will be, with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He's in Singapore, and the president is there now, too.
We don't really know what to believe about any of this stuff. There's a big story in the papers this morning that China is getting nervous about this. But I can't believe that China wasn't in on it from the very beginning. Look, my feeling about this has always been that China has it good right now. They're growing by leaps and bounds. They have trade relationships all over the world. Why would they want to screw it up? North Korea and Kim Jong-un was, in fact, creating chaos for them. Because if they were going to defend North Korea, it was going to cause terrible diplomatic relations with everybody. And so I think China has given Kim the go-ahead, but we'll never know. The Times may be right. They trotted out a whole bunch of people who were experts, but you can do that on any side of any story.
Immigration, we've been watching this story out of New York City. Pablo Villavicencio, the pizza delivery man, arrested for being in the country illegally after he brought food to a Brooklyn military base, temporarily won his bid to stop his deportation, a judge has ruled.
Look, this is something that put a face on this. You can take any program, you can take anything that the president says, and if it's just philosophical, we're going to deport people. You know, it doesn't have the same impact as when a single person gets lured into delivering a pizza and is separated from his children and his wife. It is the kind of thing that is so heart-wrenching for so many people that the judge has probably done Trump a favor here by saying, at least temporarily, this has got to be stopped. Look, we know that Attorney General Sessions has said, you don't want your kids to be separated, don't come. It's disgusting because America is filled with people, including my relatives, who came to make things better for themselves.
A new rule, Alan, adopted by the Democratic National Committee, may block Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other political outsiders from seeking the Democratic Party's nomination in the 2020 presidential election.
Well, the people who run the organization make the rules. I voted for Bernie Sanders the last time unapologetically, and I told everybody I was going to do it because I thought it was important that they know where I was going in my commentaries. Bernie Sanders said to me, and you'll remember this, David, that he was thinking about running for president before it was a speck on the horizon, and boy, he did it. Now he's saying that again, and they're taking him seriously. He's my age. He's in his upper 70s. He's, in, I think, 76 years old. And, you know, he wants to make another run at it. And now they'll do it the old-fashioned way, the mean way. They'll say, okay, we're changing the rules so that you can't run. Typical.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Get to work, everyone. Monday's upon us.
Here we go again.